Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone?
Howdy, 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 howdy. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get to our intriguing content this morning, let me remind you, within every market there are solutions. You just need some trusted guidance. And if you ever have any need for home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. I plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Celebrating National Tell a Joke Day today. I guess, where is it? I'm not a great joke teller, so I might not be too active in that celebration today. Just, I don't want to upset anybody. Don't want to offend. Well, maybe I will. What the heck? I'm not a great joke teller, nonetheless. Moving right along, the markets this morning are on the move, down 54 points, oil down 60 cents a barrel, the U.S. 10-year Treasury up at 1.579, July industrial production rose 0.7% from June, above the consensus of 0.3, Housing starts rose 2% to an annual rate of 1.2 million, above the consensus of 1.18 million. July CPI flat from June, matching the consensus. Core CPI, for those of you that do not eat and do not use any sort of energy, that rose 0.1% from June, below the consensus. And all of that has led Fed President Dudley to say maybe there's going to be an interest rate increase sooner than the markets are predicting. The markets, and apparently that must mean September, is what the Federal Reserve commentary on that particular individual. The irony is each of the Fed members get one vote. They generally go with whatever the chairman tells them to do, and they all go out and give speeches that conflict, so the market has no clue what to do, and you get these roller coaster rides that's good for Wall Street and a little bit troublesome for Main Street, but they really don't care. They don't have any control. They all kind of do their own thing. Amazing how that happens and how you and I get to deal with it. That is why I will chat with you today about a method of potentially retiring on $18,000 a month, no 401k, no IRA, and a nice, safe, secure investment process. So we'll talk about that later in the broadcast today. We'll spend a bit of time on that. And I'll give you the investment characteristic that many, many people despise, yet when you explain it to them, they're all out there trying to get there. I don't understand how that works, but it does tend to happen in a regular basis, and we'll chat about that as well. Looking at some of the news items of the day, it's pretty interesting watching the news. We are in this silly season, unbelievable watching what's going on. Listening to the comedian, you know something? I think Joe Biden must not have got the memo that today is National Joke Day because he was out on the campaign trail yesterday telling a lot of jokes. Yeah, talking yesterday that Hillary Clinton has forgotten more about national security than all of Trump's advisors combined. As we all are wondering about the head trauma she had when she fell after the Bongatti issues, watching Secret Service people having to help her up steps. Yeah, I wonder exactly how much exactly she's forgotten. Probably more than anybody wants to know or more than anybody is going to admit to. Forgot a lot, and interesting there. Now, they were in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That is Vice President Biden's home area, so he got a good commentary there. But I'm just wondering, when you think about some of the things that we're going through right now, and one of the issues that they have not talked about, I'm really surprised that we haven't heard this from Republicans, because they talk about they got upset when Donald Trump made his comments that Hillary and the president are the founders of ISIS. But they never talked about the biggest issues or methods that they have helped the terrorists in the world. Do you think there could be any benefit to having released so many terrorists from Guantanamo Bay to helping the rise of terrorism? Those people were known to be problems, yet they just release them and assume, oh, wait a second, we now know that more of them are going back into the battle. So I wonder where their commentary is, how they justify that. Vice President Biden goes out and points out the Secret Service man that travels with him that has the nuclear codes. Now, am I missing something here? Shouldn't that be classified? Shouldn't that be confidential? And I know that the vice president is normally expected to make these gaffes, but seems to me a little odd that he's going out telling people that who's got the codes and where to find them. A little odd to me, but you tell me, what do you think? Ron at ronsiegelradio.com or tweet me at Ron. So what are your thoughts? Is that something that should be discussed? Is it fair game out on the campaign trail as to who has the codes, where they are, where you can find them, when the president and vice president. Now, it's not a secret. Everybody knows, or anybody with half a brain or less should know, that the president and vice president have that data with them. But telling everybody where it's at, that seems to me like it might be just going a little bit over the top with national security. But then again, Hillary Clinton is going over security, and no one really cares because it's Hillary. The press doesn't care. The FBI doesn't care. The Department of Justice doesn't care. And now we see that Hillary's out there once again looking to enlist illegal immigrants to help her with her Get Out the Vote campaign. Enlisting illegal immigrants. And this comes from the person that says they want to be the commander-in-chief of the United States, going out there enlisting illegal immigrants. I wonder if she's going to go to the courts or to the prisons next and see who can help her there. You know, it just baffles me. But that's, again, we go back to the same old thing. It's the Clintons' world. Remember before Rudy Giuliani, they had the Teflon Don? Yeah, the Teflon Don. That was the mafia people that got away with all these things that they knew about. They could just never catch them because that's where they got the name Teflon Don. I think it's the Teflon Clintons, because there's so much questionable activities, shall we say it. Speaking of questionable activities, Hillary Clinton supporter, part of the Clinton administration, and now governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, said Monday he believes the four justices, Virginia justices, were scared to side against Republican leaders in the court's recent opinion on felon voting rights. Yet the governor of Virginia apparently does not have the right to change Virginia law on his own. Surprise, surprise. I wonder where he would have come up with the idea that the leader of a state or of the country has the right to make changes all on their own. Yeah, I wonder where those things would come up from. I'm just curious. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 86% of American renters can't afford to become homeowners. Do you believe it? We'll chat about it. How do rising prices impact your home equity? New retirement rules could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And would you like to retire on $18,000 a month, no 401k? We'll give you a roadmap how that might happen. Maybe you've got the time to do it, maybe not. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Siegel Radio, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors, tech ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. One of the household board of directors will reach out to you, get you the information you need, make an educated decision on your family's needs. Think about that. It's pretty good. It's a great service. We talked about it yesterday a little bit that, you know, we've had the conversation, the concept of needing a board of directors, needing that group of people that you can go to that can give you the guidance, give you assistance of achieving your family's goals, whatever they are, short-term goals, long-term goals. And again, all you have to do is text ATP to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to solve that, take care of the, or to at least sit down with you and give you some ideas on what your needs are, again, to meet your goals. So today we want to talk about new retirement rules could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are some new rules going into effect. And basically, it's something that you would have expected was going on all along, but maybe it wasn't. So financial advisors up until this point have always been, they're supposed to look out for your best interests, but they were not held to what's called a fiduciary standard, which requires them to put their clients' interests above everything else. The rule was passed by the Department of Labor, takes effect next year. Again, you have to remember, anytime you've got a rule, that is a big difference than a law. A rule takes effect because the Department of Labor says so. That means a Department of Labor, a different Secretary of the Department of Labor or a different administration can change that. But here's the big difference there. Under the current ruling, it's about suitability standards. So if you've got two different investments, both suitable for a client, then the financial advisor is free to offer either one of those to the client. But under the fiduciary standards, if there are two options and they're both suitable and one is cheaper than the other, they've got to go with the cheaper option because that's what's in the client's best interest. Even in some instances, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there has been a day, there has been a time when there were financial advisors who might select the one that paid the biggest commission as opposed to being the most economical.
Surprise, surprise.
So I got to wonder, whose money were they looking out for? Were they looking out for their best interest or the client's best?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. They might have been looking out for their best interest. As long as it was the client did okay, wasn't a bad thing for the client, but there might have been a better option for the client. And now under this new fiduciary responsibility, fiduciary standard, we have to look at it, or the financial community, financial advisors, has to look under a little bit different option or different eye there. And you'll have to make the decision whether it's right or wrong, but that is the new rule coming out next year, Department of the government, their guidance. That's the Word on segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Profession of Investments. Now, I've shared with you many, many times, I am not a fan of the 401k, the IRA, the SEP. All of those things, I believe, actually demonstrate, are geared for you to pay more taxes to the federal government. Now, when you're geared to pay more taxes to the federal government, who does that benefit? Does it benefit you? Or does that benefit the federal government? Obviously, that benefits the government. And you're just the not-so-innocent bystander. Here's the demonstration, just so you understand exactly what I mean. You take $1,000, say $1,000 this year, and you put that into your qualified plan, a 401k or an IRA, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You put $1,000 in there, and that grows, say, we'll just say $10,000 30 or 40 years from now. Okay, and I don't know what it's going to be, but say 30, 40 years ago, when you reach age 70 and a half, and you're required to start paying taxes on it. Required to start paying taxes at age 70 and a half. Why are you required? Because the government wants their money. They want to get money then. But let's just say, for instance, and under the current law, because we don't know what the laws are going to be next year or 30 or 40 years from now, let's say that there's both ways, there's a 30% tax bracket. So if you were to pay the taxes on that $1,000 that you're putting into a qualified plan today, you would be paying in, you'd be paying $300 taxes, you'd have $700 left over. If that grows to the $10,000 we just spoke about, your tax liability at the same 30% instead of $300 is $3,000. $3,000. There you have it. The government gets more money because you waited to pay them their share. They're getting significantly more tax dollars. Now, you say, Ron, what else? What other options do I have? We're going to talk about that. And if you were at the event that we were were at yesterday. They're going to do another one coming up. So just get on the mailing list at Ron Siegel Radio if you want to find out about it. There are other options that will allow you to invest that money, $1,000, into different solutions. Maybe it's taxable in the front. Maybe not. There might be ways of getting around that as well to legally, believe me, I don't say to do this in an illegal manner. I'm always saying we want to do this in a legal, ethical manner. But let's think about this. If we can do that and not have to pay taxes or defer the taxes, let the money grow tax deferred, take the money out without a tax liability, or access the money without a tax liability, wouldn't you be better off? Wouldn't you like that? We're going to talk about more of that in just a minute. But let's think about the one item that so many here's one of the investments, and I hear about this investment all the time. A lot of people love this investment. Think about this. I'm going to give you there's probably 9 characteristics of this investment that everybody wants, everybody's striving for, and I am going to question conventional thinking here. You can determine the amount of month contributions, the length of time for each of the contributions to continue. So if you want to contribute 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, your choice. You get to determine how long you're going to be making the contributions into this investment. Not bad so far, is it? Just check on that one. You can pay more than the minimum that you commit to, but you cannot pay less. So you do not have a whole lot of flexibility here. Pay more, not less. Okay, we can deal with that. That may not be great, but it's not the end of the world either. So we'll put a maybe to that idea. If you pay less, here's the catch. If you pay less, the financial institution keeps all of the previous contributions. They keep all of the previous contributions. Now, that one there, we're starting to get to the point that not too excited about that. The money account is not liquid. I don't like that one. The money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. Not safe from loss of principal. So, starting to get a little shady here. Each contribution to the account results in less safety of principal. So the more you put in, the less safe it is. Like that idea so far? The money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. No rate of return, and I'm putting it into an investment account? That one. Your income tax liability increases with each new contribution. The income tax liability increases with each new contribution. Ooh. I think my friends might be coming in here and have a comment on some of this stuff. Yeah. Ow! There he is. When the plan is fully funded, you don't get any money back. There's no income paid out to the investor. Nothing. Damn! Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this so far. What do you think? So there's 9 characteristics of an investment that I would say 70% of America is trying to get a hold of. 70% of America wants that investment. And they're saying when the plan is fully funded, no income, tax liability increasing, money deposited earns 0 rate of return, each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal, money deposited in the account is not safe from loss, the money is not liquid. I get calls every day from people who want it, and they're trying all over America. If you look around you, 70% of the people around you want investment, maybe 80% of the people around you, depending upon your environment, and it's got those characteristics. I'm going to explain it further, what it is, what the alternatives are. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also chat about 86% of American renters can't afford to become homeowners. Is that correct? How do rising prices impact your home equity? We'll chat about that. Well, you can reach us anytime. Our fair number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, 79564, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the trusted professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your property. 86% of American renters don't have a sufficient credit score or income to afford to buy a home in their local market, according to a new study by Zillow. The U.S. has seen home ownership rates in a steady decline since 2007 housing bubble collapse. We're now approaching a 48-year low. The new numbers from Zillow paint a bleak picture about the future of home ownership in the U.S. Well, I'm going to tell you a hogwash. That is not – I don't believe the numbers. You can make statistics say whatever you want statistics to say. Let's look at some numbers from a friend of mine, a friend I reference on the broadcast on a regular – Steve Harney did this – shared this information with us just recently. It was a great story or solution for people that think that the home ownership numbers are declining and that people are not looking to buy. Here's the way the statistics can really make a mess out of things. I'll share just a little bit of statistical anomalies with you. So let's just say hypothetically that you've got a set of friends, and some of your friends own homes, some of your friends are renting homes. You've got a set of friends. Some of your friends are even living with mom and dad. So let's think about the mathematics of this. I'm just trying to pull it up because I hadn't seen this article come up before, but I want to share the way this math works with you. If I can find the exact numbers that Steve shared with us just recently, because it really hit this on the head, because so many people are looking at these numbers. So let's just say that you have got, and I'm going to do simple small numbers. You have 9 friends, and 9 of your friends are out there. 6 of them are homeowners. 3 of those are renters. And 4 of them live with their parents. You have 13 friends, sorry. So 6 homeowners, 3 renters. That means 67% are homeowners. Now, let's just say that 3 of those friends that are living with their parents go and start their own home. Where do most people start their own home? Well, they start their homes as renters. So 2 of them went and rent, and 1 of them, one of them saved enough money that they buy a house. So now out of that same group of 13 friends, now 7 of them are homeowners and 5 are renters. The homeownership rate dropped from 67% to 58%. Owners still increased from 6 to 7. So you see how you can make whatever statistics say whatever you want them to say? I'm going to also share with you from the same vantage point of statistics saying whatever you want the statistics to say, is that a majority of the people do not understand what it takes to get a home. That's more the reason why people are not buying homes, not because they don't want to, not because they can't afford it. It's they're not educated. They haven't been educated sufficient enough to understand the percentage of people that are buying homes with credit scores that are not that ideal score. From 600 to 749, are 53.9% of the people is where they are. They're buying their first home or they're buying a home. 53.9, a credit score of 600 to 749. Just a thought there for you to remember or know. That is based on closed loans coming out from Ellie Mae. That is the real-time real estate segment. People do have the credit score to buy a home. They do need this, just a little bit of help. That's what we're here for, is to help people, put them in touch with the right folks. They can buy that new home so they can go out there and be an owner, not a renter. And we're going to show a couple of things. There's 3% down. Fannie Mae came out with their programs, 3% down payment. And they came out with the guidelines on how to get that 3% is what they called it. It's actually a Freddie Mac program. Number one, talk to your agent or lender. They didn't say it. Call your favorite radio guy at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with the lender. And then they will put you in touch with a realtor to work with. So find out what's required for a 3% down mortgage and take those steps necessary to qualify. Plan to live in the home. One of the biggest requirements is the fact that you must live in the home you are buying in order to qualify for 3% down mortgages. They are not for investors. 3% down payment is not for investors. And gather that payment. Whatever it is, that 3% money that you need, gather that money. Find out if the things you already have will be enough to get you into that dream home, and not find out what other sources you may have to be able to make that home ownership dream a reality. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So before the break, we were chatting about the investment characteristics of many people are striving for. The majority of America is striving for this investment. And I shared with you the characteristics before the break. And if you didn't get that, I suggest you go back to Ron Siegel Radio on ronsiegelradio.com in the archives, or Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, get the characteristics. You know what that investment is? Home equity. All of those characteristics are the characteristics of home equity, yet people are out there trying to pay off their houses in an accelerated manner. Why? Well, it's because they don't know any better. If they knew any better, they wouldn't be trying to pay off their home. Think about that. Your tax liability goes up. You have liquidity. Your zero rate of return. Are those the ideas? Those are the characteristics of the investment you want? So let's think about what I would recommend. And I'm not a financial advisor any longer, but these are characteristics that I look for in my life. Maybe you would like them too. I want the investment to be liquid. I want to get at them. I want it to be safe. Guaranteed or insured is a good thought for me. I want a significant rate of return. I'm not excited about a zero rate of return, but home equity has a zero rate of return. Doesn't excite me at all. So I want a significant rate of return. And I want tax advantages. When you look at home equity, your tax advantages diminish with every dollar you put into it. Think about that. Because you don't get a tax break on owning a home. You get a tax break, the deduction is mortgage interest. That's where your deduction comes from, mortgage interest. Home equity, look on the on your tax returns, if you've ever done a tax return. Or maybe you can even Google it. What is the tax break on home equity? Or what line do I put home equity on my tax returns? Where does that deduction get put on my tax returns? Well, there is none. You're not going to find it. You Google it all day long. You won't find it. You don't get a break on your taxes for home equity. You get a break on your taxes for mortgage interest paid up to certain levels. And even that, when you get to a certain level, it goes away. So the concept there is you need to be – and think about – here's the other one. I'll give you another example, because we did an example last segment on why that 401k, why that IRA, why that SEP, why those plans are not in your best interest. They're in the federal government's best interest. Now, if your company offers you a 401k with matching benefits, you might take that to extend to the match because it's free money. But if you decide to leave a company – and you have a down year and you've got retirement income or retirement savings, ask your tax planner if it makes sense to convert to a Roth IRA. So, yes, you're paying the taxes earlier. If you've got the write-offs to offset it, that's great. but see what you can do to get your money out of those qualified plans as quickly as you can into non-qualified plans. Again, not giving you the advice here. I'm giving the questions to ask your professionals. I don't have a professional. We told you last segment, all you need to do is date P to 79564. We'll introduce you to the professionals who can help you in this arena. But think about some of these ideas. Think of some of these concepts. They just make sense. Common sense tells you that here's the numbers. Okay, I told you I was going to tell you the numbers. So if you have $300,000 in, if you have a $300,000 house and it's totally encumbered, total lien on it, you owe $300,000 and it goes up 5%. You have $15,000 in appreciation. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying if it does. Now, if you have a $300,000 home and there's no loans, no loans, you own it free and clear and it goes up 5%, save $15,000. Either way, whether you've got a loan or no loan, if a property appreciates by 5%, it's 5%. It doesn't matter whether there's a loan. The appreciation does not look at liens. Just the way it is, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how do rising prices impact your home equity? And I'm going to give you the roadmap for $18,000 a month in retirement with no 401k, no IRA. You don't want as much home equity. It just hurts you. $18,000 a month. You've got the time, and here's the plan. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that mortgage, Gold Star has the products for you. Basically, anything you're looking for in the residential market arena, they've got them. Just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. See if we can get what you need, get what's in the best interest of your family. How do rising prices impact home equity is the subject of today's Mortgage Minute. Always a good topic right there is people, because a lot of folks get a misconception. They think that prices will start to drop as soon as interest rates go up. And we did see that the Federal Reserve, one of their members today, one of the voting members today, made some pretty harsh comments about interest rates going up. Might not be, and they've been talking about wanting to do this for a long time. The data, if they find some little tiny piece of data that can give them a glimmer of hope, that's all they really need to try and increase interest rates, because they're trying to save face. They keep telling us that they're going to do it. Yesterday, we talked about the home price expectation survey by Pulsonomics. And one of the big takeaways from the survey is that over the next 5 years, 3.5% per year on average, and cumulatively will grow by around 18%. So what does that mean for homeowners and their equity position? Let's assume a young couple purchased and closed a home, and we're going to use a national number, $250,000 a home, in January of this year. If we only look at the projected increase in the price of that home, how much equity would they earn over 5 years? Well, $46,326 is the potential growth in family wealth over the next 5 years based solely on the increased equity. And since the experts predict that home prices will increase by 4.5% this year alone, that couple will have gained over $11,000 in equity in just 1 year. So think about that, over $46,000 in a 5-year period. So the bottom line, not only is homeownership something to be proud of, It also offers you and your family the ability to build equity you can borrow against in the future if you are ready and willing to buy. So let's get together. We'll chat about it. Put you into the right agents to help you do this. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They're out there looking out to give you a hand, help you out wherever they can, the right programs, products, and put together a game plan that makes sense to you and your family. So before the break, in the last couple of segments, we've been chatting a bit about investments. And again, I'm not a financial advisor. I just can map these things out. I used to have that designation. I used to work for Merrill Lynch and have the ability of giving people financial advice. Now it's just me sharing some information with you, sharing good data with you, what I believe is good data with you, and then saying, hey, go talk to a financial advisor. If you don't have one, and if more importantly, if they don't understand what I'm telling you, go meet with one of the people that I suggest to you. Let them explain it to you. Then you can make an educated decision. Is it right for you? I don't know. The question becomes, do you want to retire on the numbers I'm telling you? And does the plan you have now get you there? If that plan's not going to get you there, then maybe you want to look at a different plan and see if maybe the plan that I'm laying out makes sense for you and your family. So here's the numbers of what I did. This is with a client. I did this. I wish I had marked the date on here that he and I started this program, because it goes way back. I'm actually just looking at the file right now. February 2013. So here's what the program looks like. Had a property that had a value of $630,000. And he was on this pace because he had been told to try, and he had the idea of paying off his real estate. And again, as you know, I'm not a big fan of paying off real estate. My idea is to take out the equity whenever possible and let that equity grow for you, put that equity to work for you. So in this case, we're able to do a new mortgage at $504,000 on his $630,000 primary residence. He was able to liberate $126,000. Now, he's in Orange County, California. Historic numbers are about 5.4% growth on real estate in Orange County, California over a long period of time. Not last year, before, they were better numbers. I don't want to use those. 2008, 2009, they were dismal numbers. I don't want to use those. I want to average out about 30 years worth of data, come out and be a little bit more conservative than that. So I say 5%. Now we take it and say, okay, are there investments out there that can give us what we talked about earlier? Liquid, safe, guaranteed or insured, a significant rate of return. What do you think about 7.5% or 8% over a 30-year period? If you can get 7.5% or 8% over 3 years, do you think that is a decent rate of return? Well, most people would think so. And tax advantage. So it's going to grow tax deferred, come out without a tax liability. And maybe when you, at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. We'll explain this to you. It does get a little bit complex, but I believe you can handle it. So instead of this being a 7.5% or 8%, I'm going to use 7.2%. And why do I use 7.2%? Well, it is simple. It's called the Rule of 72. And the Rule of 72 says that if you divide a rate of return, divide 72 by any rate of return, that tells you how quickly your money will double. So at 7.2%, your money doubles every 10 years. So I just this $120,000 liberated and said, okay, that same property should be worth $800,000 with that 5% compounding rate of return 5 years later. And there should be another $139,000 that can be liberated from the property, taken out, refinanced out of the property. But at that growth, that $126,000 that we talked about before, that will have grown, if we achieve a 7.2% rate of return, that will have grown over 5 years to $178,000, a little over $178,000. So now the position on there is you've got the two different counts going growing together. So we took that 178 that's already in the account growing at 139, and we've got $340,494 in that account. Again, numbers work out perfectly? Absolutely not. But they will work out imperfectly. They'll come close because we're using historic numbers. Now, 5 years later, again, we're going to have another $177,000 liberated. That first account is going to have grown to $252,000. We're looking at $482,000 is what's going to be sitting there, $482,000. We keep doing that over and over and over and over and over again. Until 30 years out, we have got almost $4.4 million, $4,397,000. In year 30, with this 7.2% conservative growth, tax advantaged, we've got $4.3 million saved, and we've got a property that's worth about $2.8 million with a mortgage of $1.7 million on that mortgage. See, we keep mortgaging it up and taking the money and putting it into a safe, secured, guaranteed, or insured investment that's going to be a high-yielding investment that with a tax advantage. Now, if you start taking that money out, think about this. If you take 5% out annually, you're looking at $18,000 a month. But remember, it's growing at 7.2. So we're growing faster than we can take the money out. So we never run out of money. That's the idea. Now, you say, Ron, you've got a $1.7 million mortgage. You're right. That's $10,000 a month. Yet we're getting $18,000 coming in. So think about that number, and you still have enough money in there in that account that's at $4.4 million. But if you wanted to, you could write a check to pay off that $1.7 million mortgage, but then you don't get the tax advantages anymore. Think about that. That's the benefit of these things. We haven't even talked about tax advantages this whole conversation. All we're talking about is growth of money. The net after tax, depending upon what the taxes are then, but we'll just use some of today's numbers, is about $11,500 a month net in your incoming retirement. And it keeps on coming. Go spend this month. It's going to come back again next month. Spend it next month. Come back again the month after that. That's the idea of not spending everything that's coming in, just spending a portion and letting your money continue to grow for you. And that's the idea here of this investment philosophy. And again, we'll chat with you about it. And remember, set that first video preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.